Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. For Eric Johnson, I'm Mick Kerr. Ethanol groups this week submitting comments to the Environmental Protection Agency regarding emissions standards compliance calculations for flex fuel vehicles. The Renewable Fuels Association supports the EPA approach to maintaining some level of certainty for automakers in the absence of future guidance, is the comment submitted. RFA also called on the EPA to provide a long-term floor and more robust E85 usage factors for future model years. Growth Energy's comments to EPA state recent trends in government and private investment in biofuels infrastructure and updated data on E85 availability all lead to growth in higher biofuel blends. Growth Energy says the EPA should provide appropriate immediate credit to automakers to continue to produce flex fuel vehicles to run on those higher biofuel blends. But what is the future of ethanol, which is the lifeblood of American agriculture, along with fossil fuels? But the future of both now being debated in the presidential race. Joe Biden and his party want to phase out fossil fuels they blame for climate change. Democrats just introduced bills to halve the sale of new gas-powered cars in 5 years, end them completely by 2035. President Donald Trump and Republicans favor an all-of-the-above energy policy, which includes fossil fuels that also support the market for corn and ethanol blended with gasoline. Here's Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
We're going to have environmentalists fighting ethanol because environmentalists want to get rid of gasoline. And so the rationale for ethanol is internal combustion engines.
40% of corn goes into ethanol blends to power those engines, many used on farms or to transport farm goods. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley.
A ban on combustion engines or completely net zero would be a huge threat to agriculture, both from demand and corn to additional costs put on, you know, ratepayers, which farmers are ratepayers.
Additionally, farmers would have to pay more for electricity to power electric vehicles when and if they are practical for farming. So Grassley adds,
they want electric cars, and they're going to spend billions of dollars with charging stations around the country, and we're not going to have people employed in ethanol.
Biden and Democrats insist phasing out oil would be a gradual process involving ending oil subsidies and fracking for natural gas, key for making electricity, only on federal lands. President Trump and Republicans counter that doing all that would kill tens of thousands of jobs, raise energy and food prices, and harm industries like agriculture and manufacturing. Well, all this anxiety over the election and the usual anxiety associated with farming puts the focus back on mental health. USDA has a grant now that supports mental health in agriculture. Mental health professionals from 12 states are working together to develop and compile resources to help the ag community. With a $7.2 million grant from USDA, the North Central Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Center will expand current services and create new ones where gaps exist. Dr. Josie Rudolphy, an assistant professor in ag and biological engineering at the University of Illinois, says we're going to be supporting the Iowa Concern Hotline. According to Farms.com, Dr. Rudolphy is leading the project in collaboration with other professionals from the North Central region, which stretches from the Dakotas to Kansas to Ohio, north to the Canadian border. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.